a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents was a walking distance. It's far, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me. She...
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and breathe.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. And it's Tobyversary birthday series. Yes, if this is your first time tuning in to listen to this podcast, it's Tobyversary. And Tobyversary means my birthday anniversary. So my birthday is on December 12th and I'm doing an episode every day from December 1 to December 12th, the D-Day. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about things I want for my birthday that I will probably not get. Yes. You know why I said that I will not get it? Because last year I begged the people for birthday gifts. Nobody gave me anything, any of the things I asked for, nothing. So this year I'm like, I'm still coming back to beg, but I will probably not get it because I know you people. But if God have touched your heart to say, give this girl this gift, fine, give it to me. Or if you want to prove me wrong, that you say you probably not get it, but look at you getting these things. Of course, get them for me. I will not mind. That is too much talk. Let us get into it. All right. So the first thing I want for my birthday, this is actually 2-in-1. There are books, 2 books. Please, I want a copy each of Will by Will Smith. And A Promised Land by Barack Obama. So these are both memoirs. Will is Will's autobiography, basically talking about his life, you know, things. There are things he revealed inside that we've probably not heard before. So, I mean, I've been following him on social media and all that, the process of writing his book, his YouTube original series, Best Shape of My Life, Best Shape of My Life, and he read snippets of the book and talked about his writing process and all that. He basically showed it to us, and I really, really want to read this book. Like, I want to read it. I think reading Will's book is one of my bucket, I'm not even lying, bucket list. I'm serious. I really want to read Will's book. And Barack Obama, Barack is my father. My father from, I don't know, another country. I've said it is my second father. My biological father is there, but Barack is my father. You know, if we do DNA test now, maybe I'm his lost daughter that he never knew about. So I'm always in awe of Barack Obama, the way he speaks, everything about him, his writings. I've read the first one, Dreams from My Father. I didn't read the second one, but it's in my house. It's in my dad's library, so I'll go read it. And this is his third book, A Promised Land, and I need it. Please, if you can gift me as a birthday gift, thank you. I love you. And number 2 is A Day or More with Shah Rukh Khan. I swear, seeing Shah Rukh Khan is like top of my wish list. I'm not even lying. I mean, if you know me, you know that Will Smith and Shah Rukh Khan are my favorite actors ever. And Will Smith, while I'm not even stressing about meeting him, I'm literally following his whole life, social media, YouTube. I don't used to go on Instagram, but Will Smith will carry me and go to Instagram, you know, to everything that happens with him. This is book now and all that. So like I've listened to interviews, every Will Smith interview, I've listened to it. I know everything about that man. Right now. But Shah Rukh Khan, not enough for somebody that I love, that is one of my favorite people ever. Like, not enough things about him. My favorite TED talk ever is Shah Rukh Khan's TED talk. It's like a beautiful talk, the most beautiful thing I've heard in my life. I'm like, yo, I want to know more about this man, you know. The even the few interviews that managed to be on on YouTube. Most of them are not in English, so the whole language barrier thing. So I'm like, just a day with him. If there can be more, like 1 week, 1 month, I don't mind. But just to, like, the way I follow everything about, I know everything about Will Smith's life because I literally follow him. I just want to spend a day with Shah Rukh Khan and just get to know him more. I believe it's going to be, like, epic. You know, one thing that was close to me experiencing, or one a day in Shah Rukh Khan's life, was when David Letterman went to interview him for his Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. So David Letterman literally went to India, and that was very beautiful to see. I mean, they didn't speak much of their language, and it was mostly in English language, so I loved having to see Shah Rukh Khan in that space. But I want more. Shah Rukh Khan, either you post more on social media and that I would know about you, maybe open a YouTube channel or something, or I spend a day in your life. Really, if you're seeing this, please gift it to me as a birthday gift. Now, the other thing I want for my birthday that I'll probably not get is a podcast studio. Yeah, a well-equipped podcast studio with all the gadgets and microphones and this and that and mixers and, like, all those things. Like, my own personal studio, really. I want that so bad. Like, I cannot wait till when, like, I can afford to, like, maybe set it up for myself and all those things. But it's one of the things I want. Like, when my dad was building our village house, I'm like, yo, my room, I'm going to turn it into a podcast studio, really. And, yeah. But anyway, when I'm able to afford equipment, I'll just, like, do the whole transformation thing. But if you don't want me to wait till then, you can gift it to me. Thank you. And then the next thing I want for my birthday that I'll probably not get, this is the last thing, actually, the last, is money. Money, if you send me money, should I call my account number? Let me call my account number. So I use Access Bank. For Nigerians, if you are not Nigerian, come to my DM. I will give you another means. Maybe a beg app. My account number, Access Bank, 08020672982. I'm not joking. Send me money. I need money in my life. I literally need money. And then the bonus thing I want for my birthday, that now why I call it bonuses, I'm not counting it among the things I'll probably not get, because I would work relentlessly until I get it, is an internship opportunity in an environmental firm. I'm like literally going to go and like find my way to LinkedIn and how to like contact these people. I mean, I'm currently doing my master's in Unilag, but it's not enough. No matter what it is they're teaching me in class, I literally need to back up the knowledge with practical experience, and I really need to, even if it's volunteer, like, don't pay, let me just show up and be learning things, you know. But please pay me if you can. Please pay me if you can, because I really need the money. So yeah, so let us recount the things I want for my birthday, in case people did not hear it. Maybe I was talking too much. 1, 2 books. The first book is what? Will Smith's memoir. Second book, A Promised Land by Barack Obama. The second thing I want is to spend a day with Shah Rukh Khan, because I mean, I just love him so much. I want to just have an idea of what it feels like to be him, be in his life, whatever. The third thing I want is a podcast studio, you know, a personal podcast studio, well equipped just for me. And the fourth thing I want is money. Plenty money. Any money. Give me all your money. Just send it to my account. 08020672982. Access Bank. And the bonus thing I want for my birthday is an internship opportunity in an environmental firm, because I'm doing my master's in environmental geophysics or geoscience. So, yeah, that is it for this episode. I would see you next time. Hopefully by then you guys have started sending some of the gifts. Maybe if the other ones are not possible, send the money. I mean, the money is fine. I can use the money to buy a book. And now is it to maybe buy some gadgets, microphone to start with, if I cannot buy a whole studio. I cannot use money to buy Shah Rukh Khan. So just forward this episode to him and tell him that he has a fan that wants to meet him, you know. And then Yeah, I'll probably figure out. If you have an opportunity or a slot or something in a firm, just call me. I'll call my intern, learn one or two things, volunteer, anything. So that's that about that. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Yeah, I'm still expecting my gifts. Thank you. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?